I would like us to do a bit of meditation because, you know, it's all about talking in order to unlock the doors to the soul. That beautiful part of myself, which carries the wealth, I need to pay my debts. And as I finish my debts, accumulation and no more void. You follow me, right? You agree? It's an amazing solution to that awful void thing. Amazing. Okay, so I think I'm just, because of the time, I'm going to stay here. What music? Yeah, it's okay. So can you all see this beautiful image of you, the divine being, sitting inside that body? Can you all see? That's a good practice to focus on. And I'm going to guide a little bit so that we know what to do with our thoughts, because our thoughts are the magic material which move us from one part of ourselves to the deep part, the pure, clean, divine part. Thoughts do that, but they need to be elevated thoughts. So I'm going to give you some thoughts. You just need to think them and also see it. Try to see it. I'm going to work with analogies, making it easy to see, and keep yourself open to the feelings. Okay? Can you imagine for a few minutes your mind as a room? And you're just looking around this room of your mind. And if you're honest, you might find that it's quite untidy. How did this room of my mind end up in such a condition? So you set about tidying it up. Stacks of thoughts lying all around, volumes of memories and images. Do I really need all of that? So you go through the stacks and the piles and the volumes. There would be some which are precious. You dust those off and place them with love on a shelf. But others could be so old, unnecessary. And those you just toss in the dustbin. Go on, give yourself this exercise. Imagine the room of your mind and you cleaning it up. Tossing away so much extra lying all around. And as you do this, because you've cleared away so many piles and stacks, you notice way at the back of the room of your mind, is a painting. And you're very curious about this painting. A painting? In the room of my mind? And so I come closer to it. I make my way. And it's a very beautiful painting. It kind of looks like sunrise. But as I approach this painting, it's like somehow this painting is alive. As if rays from this sunrise are moving out of the painting and straight towards me. And now I'm very close to the painting. And it's really true. Long golden rays are coming out of this painting and straight to me. Beautiful rays, golden light, reaching me and moving right through me. And I love these golden rays filling me. I really open myself to these golden rays, all filled with a gentle quiet. And peace. And that's when I realize, of course, there's no such thing as a painting in a room of mind. But because these rays of golden light filling me seem so real, and I really begin to feel myself so light and quiet, that's when I realize that this painting, this beautiful sparkling light, is me. I am like a rising sun, so beautiful, radiating long rays of golden peace everywhere, to every corner of my mind, every corner of my body. And I become what I originally am, this beautiful, divine being of peace. and light. Love. And as I prepare to come back to the consciousness of the physical, my body, my relationships and responsibilities and roles, will I not remember to bring with me this feeling of peace and light, so that I can be an instrument of peace to all my brothers and sisters, the whole world? So here's what I want to suggest as homework. Enjoy your virtue. It is who you are. And tomorrow, just like you gave drishti this morning to each other, give drishti to someone and exchange virtues. Soul to soul, exchange your virtue. At least do it once and enjoy that part of yourself. And the next day or in the evening, you can do it again. Get to know yourself. Om Shanti.